Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, this is Chapel Roan. She is going to be in town. Is it this weekend for two shows?
It is, yeah.
Chapel Roan in town this weekend?
Expecting somewhere around 30,000 people, yeah.
Sold
and where's she,
out.
Where's she going to play?
The World War I Memorial Lawn. So the big grassy area, if you are kind of driving into the parking area under the museum, it's the grassy area to the right.
What? Do you mean the grassy area to the south?
No, that would be the east.
Let's not talk about directions on this program.
It's the southeast corner of the property.
Yeah, where they used to have the old Blues and Jazz Fest.
I have so many friends going to that show and so many friends taking their children to that show. It is October 3rd and 4th. They're calling it, by the way, Fox 4 is calling it a prelude to the World Cup.
What is that supposed to mean?
Midwest princesses and princes will gather on the lawn of the National World War I Museum and Memorial next week to see the fairest of them all, superstar Chapel Roan. Although Kansas City missed out on, this says most of the world's top concerts this year. I don't know that I agree with that. Landing two shows from Roan is particularly special. The singer is performing only 8 pop-up concerts in 3 cities, Kansas City, New York, and Los Angeles. You know, she's from outside of Springfield, is performing October 3rd and 4th, says, I love these cities so much and wanted the chance to do something special before going away to write the next album.
Good old Willard, Missouri.
Does Taylor Swift end up on stage with her at some point? A little duet?
I doubt it.
Two of the biggest stars in pop music right now?
I don't know. I don't have plans to go, but I know a lot of people are, and go have fun. I take issue with Kansas City missed out on most of the world's top concerts this year. What concerts were we not able to see this year?
Which ones have you been to?
Oh, I mean, mine are a little bit smaller. Like, I like the small
guys.
Okay. Like, I like the 49 Winchester and Charles Wesley
Godwin
came
through. Which,
by the way,
you'll hear 49 Winchester a little bit later in the show.
They're so good.
It might be a song called Annabelle.
We're hitting that show in Wichita on Valentine's Day. This says all but one of this year's top 10 grossing concerts skipped Kansas City. All but one. So Taylor Swift obviously was here.
Not this year.
Last year?
Yes. Or the year before.
Linkin Park from his Zero World Tour was here August 31st. Okay. This says the other 9 of the top 10 declined Kansas City. Huh. And instead performed, you want to guess? If they skipped over us, who got the show?
St. Louis?
Yes.
Omaha or
no.
Wichita?
No. Bigger.
Denver?
Yes.
Dallas?
Smaller.
Oklahoma City?
Chicago.
Chicago is not smaller than Dallas.
Really?
Chicago's the third largest city in the country.
Many artists that skipped over Kansas City chose instead to perform in Chicago, Denver, and St. Louis.
But see, I don't even consider that even remotely
comparable.
Yeah. I mean, granted, when 5 Seconds of Summer came 10 years ago and I took Sarah to go see them down in Dallas because that was the closest they were coming, I did not consider that a regional show. I consider a regional show St. Louis, Omaha, Wichita, Oklahoma City.
You want to guess the biggest shows that did not come here? And I'm going to give you a hint, Scott. You have heard of
Count them out loud.
Six-ish.
Taylor Swift was not on tour this year, so she's not on the list. Paul McCartney?
Nope. You got to think way younger. This is why I don't think any of the concerts skip Kansas City, because I wouldn't have gone to see hardly any of these. I'm going to start with number 10 that you will know.
Okay.
Guns N' Roses is the 10th biggest show this year, skipped over Kansas City.
Yeah, but they were here 2 years ago.
Doesn't matter. They're talking about 2025.
Okay.
Number 9, Shakira.
Who?
Shakira.
Oh, yes. Yes. Now that you say that.
This list is dumb.
I agree, but these are the biggest, Sam. Number 8, Linkin Park.
Yeah. But they were here.
They were here. This is the 8th. We do not get any of the top 7. Chris Brown at 5.41 million.
The girlfriend beater?
Number 6, Ed Sheeran, 5.52 million.
All right, now stop. Stop. Because what a lot of these bands are doing is they're doing positional shows.
International tours.
No. They're doing positional shows where they will camp out in Chicago.
Yeah.
For like 8 nights, okay? This is the new trend. Either the residency in Las Vegas, okay, which is very hip, or they'll do what's called positional showing. Chicago for 8 nights, New York or Philadelphia for 8 nights.
So the fans have to go to
correct
them.
Dallas for 8 nights, Miami for 8 nights, LA for 8 nights.
But okay, if that
you
is,
come to me,
if
I'm
that
not coming
is the
to
trend,
you.
What would be better than the most centralized big city that we have in America, and that's us?
I'm not disputing that.
Okay, number 4, Coldplay at 7.05 million. Closest location to Kansas City was Denver.
They didn't come here?
Nope.
Thank God.
Scott, number 3, The Weeknd at 7.5 million, closest location to Kansas City, Chicago.
I don't even think his name was The Weeknd anymore. What happened?
I don't know. This is listed as The Weeknd, and there's also no Ian Weeknd. Number 2,
it's The Weeknd.
The Stray Kids at 7.53 million,
okay,
Sam.
I'm going to show my age here. I've never heard of The Stray Kids.
You're looking at me?
Stray, not straight, Stray.
I've never heard of the Stray Kids.
I heard
either.
Straight too. I was like, I don't know. I don't know who Stray Kids are either.
They came to Chicago. It is the number 2 grossing show and the number 1.
It's a boy band.
You're missing the big one.
Beyonce?
Beyonce. Toured Chicago, did not stop in Kansas City. She comes in. Oh my gosh, she smashed everybody.
Again, I'm telling you.
13.6 million.
Situational regencies or residencies where they park in a city and you come to them, they don't come to you.
Yeah, but who would you fly to Chicago to go see? Because we lost out to most of these, not to Denver, but to Chicago.
Who would I do? Yeah,
to get on an airplane to go see a concert, which is going to cost you a couple $1,000s when it's all said and done after hotel.
It would have to be a big one.
Like they're dying. You've never seen them.
Like even if Thin Lizzy was doing like the Blues Club or something, I would go to Chicago to see them at the Blues Club.
Sam, who would you go see? On a plane.
I mean, I was pretty upset that I didn't get to go see Oasis.
Okay.
But I would have gone.
There were a lot of people that were upset about that.
I would travel to see Shinedown.
You would drive 8 hours to go see Shinedown?
Oh, I love Shinedown.
Okay.
But why are we comparing Kansas City to Chicago?
The inference of this article here is that all of the top shows skipped our town, which says to me in years past, maybe they did not. So I don't think they're picking on Kansas City. I think they're just throwing it out there that this year we only got one of the top 10 shows that stopped in our town, or in other years.
But I would remind you a couple of years ago, and by a couple, I mean in 2023, if I'm not mistaken, we got Shinedown, we got Guns N' Roses out at Kauffman Stadium, we got Def Leppard and Motley Crue at Kauffman Stadium. We got Taylor out at Arrowhead. Our 2023 was pretty remarkable.
We got Billy Strings this year. It was awesome.
You loved Billy Strings. You know what else, Scott? 20 years ago, guess how many shows we got?
Well, I don't know that that's true.
Oh, come on.
In 2005?
Go back before downtown's revitalization.
You've got to remember at the time, though, in 2005, Sandstone was booming.
Yeah, but booming with like
Kiss,
Poison. I mean, not like this was not a place before that gigantic artists had on their radar the way they do today.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.